Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 16 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. In today's episode, we will be talking about connecting with nature and the land spirits. Now, with paganism and witchcraft, a lot of us have this belief of animism, which is basically believing that everything has a soul or spirit. It doesn't necessarily have to be a living thing like a tree or flowers, but also the streams, the mountains. Everything in nature is very spiritual, and we believe that it has a life force. We don't just have our gods and our goddesses, also known as deities. There's a lot of different pantheons depending on which path you follow. But we also have our land spirits. And we honor these spirits, not just our gods, but we also honor the land spirits and we honor our ancestors. In Norse paganism, we call it the Landvættir, and a lot of different cultures and everything that, you know, believe in the land spirits, they have different names for them. In ancient Rome, I believe it's called a genius loci. And that is the belief that a spirit is like of a place, that a certain place has a spirit. And a lot of times we leave our land spirits or Landvættir offerings. Most of the time the offerings are left near mountains, streams, trees. And there's many ways that you can leave them offerings. Sometimes it's kind of based on the connection that you feel. You can honor them any way that you choose that you feel is right and you feel connected. You just need to be mindful of the offerings you do leave, because sometimes when you do leave things out in nature, there are animals that will come along and eat it. So you want to make sure that you don't leave anything out that could be harmful to any creature that may come and eat it, or any liquids that you are leaving behind. If you are pouring an offering, you know, in plants or on a tree, you want to make sure that liquid is not going to be harmful. Like some alcohols may have effects on the plants and it could harm them and kill them. But wherever you go, there are going to be different land spirits. It's not always going to be the same one. So you want to take your time and make sure that you're respectful. You know, don't leave litter behind, don't hurt the land, you know, try to help clean up after it, try to make it a better place. As much as a lot of us would love to live off the land, a lot of us still live in the city, and there are still ways that you can honor and connect with nature. So sometimes, you know, you can go out for a walk and some of us might have a park nearby. You might actually have a backyard or a short drive to get anywhere near nature. And one way that I did connect when we had a backyard, I had a greenhouse and I would garden. And there was just something so therapeutical. And I would sit in there and talk to the plants, as weird as it sounds, but you know, I felt like I wasn't alone when I was doing the gardening. Other ways is cleaning up the earth, also what a lot of us Norse pagans call is Midgard. And if you see litter, you know, out in like stuck in a bush or on the side of the road or wherever you are, you know, a lot of people just look at it and ignore it. But if you take a couple seconds and just pick it up and throw it away, you are helping. Other ways we can do is cut back on our waste. A lot of us, you know, are pretty wasteful and we don't realize it. I've tried cutting back on a lot of plastic. I've been buying like reusable bottles, like the glass bottles. And, you know, reusable straws. So most of the things I try to use are reusable, not something that is just going to go into a landfill. Another thing is composting. So if you're cooking dinner and you have a lot of scraps, you can put those scraps aside and compost them and give them back to the earth. and it's great for your garden and it'll put nutrients back into the soil. And if you ever do get a chance to go on a nature walk or a hike, try to experience nature with all of your senses. So look around, look at the colors of nature, things that are natural, the natural plants and the shapes of them, the colors of them. Then close your eyes and, smell. Smell the nature, smell the scents in the air of the trees, the flowers, even the earth, the soil. And then listen. Listen to the sounds that you hear. You might hear animals, the wind going through the trees. And then feel the soil beneath you. Feel the bark of a tree. And then the last sense is, be careful, make sure stuff's not poisonous, but taste, So my parents started growing a raspberry bush. And every time we'd go over there, my girls would love to run to the raspberry bush and pick fresh raspberries and eat them. And it was so much better than going to the grocery store and buying them. These ones that were grown in the yard, fresh, without the pesticides and everything. And it was just, I don't know how to explain it, but you felt a lot more connected with the earth, and knowing that you grew this and you harvested it, it just made it that much more sweeter. Other things you can do is learn about the plants and animals. Study, do your research, especially the ones that are native to where you live, and be respectful of them. But I feel like with knowledge and learning about them, it helps you connect with them and understand them so much more. Since we've moved, it's been a lot harder to get out in nature. And since I'm still recovering from my hip surgery, it's not easy for me just to, hop in the car and then drive and go on a hike or anything. I do plan a lot in the summer, but I am still doing a lot of physical therapy. And since we are in an apartment and there's not really any nature around us, I'm trying to find other ways to connect. And I don't get to do my greenhouse this year. I don't get to go outside and just spend time with the plants. So I'm trying to plan an indoor herb garden that I want to do. And I've been looking more into herbalism. I want to learn how to do more natural medicines. And once I do more of my research, I want to do an episode on that for you guys. But around surgeries and stuff, a lot of times doctors prescribe you so many medications, and a lot of people will end up developing addiction. And I remember all the prescriptions that they gave me for me to go get my surgery, and I avoided the pain medication as much as I could. I only took ones that I knew were necessary, but as far as the strong pain meds, I just push those aside. I do come from a family that has very addictive personalities, so it's something that I try to be very careful around. But then looking at everything that doctors prescribe you, I notice a lot of times you have more side effects, from the medication than the actual thing that it helps. So I want to learn more about natural medicines, stuff that I can do at home, natural remedies. So I have picked up a couple cool books that I want to read, and then I will share those with you guys later and give you my opinion on those and share some of the new information I'm learning. Because again, this is part of my journey. And, that's what this podcast is about me sharing my journey with you guys. So I want to try to do that. I feel like the indoor garden, it will help me feel a lot more connected with nature. And it's not going to be just for physical health, but also for my mental health. There's just something so therapeutical about gardening, and if you have done it, then you know exactly what I am talking about. Now, I'm about 2.5 months past my surgery, and they say it's about a 6-month healing process. So, by the summertime, I should be, feeling much better to where I can go on hikes and go camping more, and I'm really looking forward to that. I do, however, since I am home a lot and not doing too much except my days are full with work and doctor's appointments, I need to find more time for my mental health. And I'm just being completely honest with you guys because I am sharing my journey because some of you might be able to relate. But after, working all day and having these appointments, I feel completely drained, mentally and physically. And I feel completely unmotivated to do anything. And that's why I haven't really gotten around to doing more episodes or doing more things for my Etsy shop. Because I just lack motivation by the end of the day when I get home. Now, during the day, like in the morning, I have all these great ideas and all these things like, oh, when I get home, I want to try to do this. I want to try to do that. And then when I get home, I feel like I don't want to do anything. So I do need to take time to work on my mental health and my self-care. But soon these appointments should be over with and I won't have to keep doing them. But in the meantime, there's a lot of work I do need to do. I am trying to get some of these episodes out for you guys. I do want to do a new Sabbath episode on In Bulk that is coming up. So hopefully I can get that done in time. I will keep you guys all updated on my journey. Thank you for listening and for being part of this journey as well. If I can even help anybody who is listening, who is new on their path or shares the same experiences I do and they don't feel so alone, then that's the point of my podcast. So I'm glad if I can help anybody that I am. But I'm gonna wrap it up for this episode. Thank you guys for listening, and I will keep you updated. Bye. If you guys stuck around after the episode and after the ad, this part is just, letting you guys know about the social media, giving you updates on that. So I tried to start the Facebook group. That's taking off a little slower than I expected. So I'm not posting too much and I'm not too active on it until we get more followers. So if you decide to go and like the page or join the group, it is the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast, and you'll find that on Facebook. On Instagram, you'll find me as well, the Solitary Heathen Witch. And I haven't posted a whole lot lately with everything going on, but I do plan on trying to add more things. I'm learning how to do those real things, so we'll see how all that goes. And I haven't branched out yet to YouTube or to the Patreon yet. I want to wait until I can create a lot more content for you guys before I decide to, launch any of those. And then I haven't done the small business shout outs on Mondays for a while. I occasionally try to when I remember. But if you do have a small business, an Etsy shop, or something that you want to share, always send me a message on Instagram and I will share your guys' pages. I want to help out the small businesses because I myself have one, and it's a lot more helpful when us as a community share these things. And as far as the Facebook page goes too, for some reason I am having issues with the notifications. I don't really get notified when things happen on there. For some reason the notifications aren't loading, so I don't know what's going on there. So please be patient with me and feel free to give any of those pages a like, and I will be trying to work on more things in the near future for you guys. And then also, every once in a while I will do Instagram stories when I am going to be working on a new episode, just so I can get your guys's votes, your feedback, your input, because I like to share everybody's experiences too, not just mine. And I like to see how much all of us are kind of like similar but different in our own ways and our own practices. So just keep an eye out on that. And I hope you guys enjoyed all the episodes that I've done previously, and I hope you enjoy the ones to come.